Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Each year, a national magazine based in our state hosts a Made in the South Awards program that recognizes artisans, inventors, and entrepreneurs from around our region. And at the end of the year, the winners all come to our state to show off their wares and celebrate. Jessica Derrick is with Garden and Gun magazine based in Charleston, South Carolina, the hosts of the 2017 Jubilee coming December 1st through 3rd in Charleston. And Jessica joins us now by phone. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about the location and the details.
Sure. The festival primarily is hosted at Charlestown Landing. It's a beautiful backdrop for a weekend of food, drink, sporting, music, dogs, all things G&G. This is the fifth year, and it was designed originally to be an extension of our editorial Made in the South Awards. When we conceived the awards program, we thought it would be a wonderful and sort of natural extension of that to create a marketplace for these personalities, the products, all the great stuff coming out of the region. So we simply called it the Made in the South Awards weekend. It eventually took on a life of its own, and we started adding in music, dogs, food, drink, and then, of course, the mashup of our readers from all over the country. And over the years, we've extended the programming into Charleston proper, where we do extra events from conversations with Southern Masters we've written about to off-site sporting activities, lectures with some of the great writers. It serves, too, as a great platform for these award winners, the great makers that are shaping Southern culture today in the South, show off what they're doing, but hopefully for us, it furthers their business. It grows their business, you know, raises awareness for it, and great connections and commerce come out of it.
Well, share with us who some of these South Carolina makers are.
Oh, goodness, so many. Let's see, we have this year, we have Ann Ladson Stafford. She makes beautiful jewelry and flatware. She's based in Charleston. We have We Took to the Woods. They're based in Greenville, South Carolina. They come and transform one of our tents in the village. It's very woodsy, obviously. They make beautiful candles and sell an interesting mix of vintage items from all over. We have Jack Rudy Cocktail Company that's run by Brooks Wright. He's the proprietor of Leon's Oyster Shop in Charleston, but he has created an incredible line of tonics and mixers. We have Erin Wright. She is a designer from the Shelter Collection. She does glassware and tabletop. We have Jimmy Haygood from South Carolina cooking barbecue. We have Seaborn Oyster Company with their incredible oysters. We have Counterculture Coffee. We have Krogan's, the multi-generational jewelry store. The list goes on and on.
Well, Jessica, share with us how the attendance has grown. I'm assuming that you're in your fifth year now. It obviously is worth your while, worth your time to keep doing this. The attendance must be good.
It is. Yes, it is definitely worth our while. We have readers from all over the country, as I think I may have mentioned. I think at this point we have 29 different states represented, along with Canada and UK. And for us, that's a great indicator of bringing our readers in from all over to invest and participate with us in this great sort of content. We'll expect over 1,000 people each day in the park. Of course, we think about the attendee and the reader. They get to see the magazine come to life, but equally important for me and exciting is really to see what happens with our participants. So again, we've got the knife maker and the oyster company and the coffee company and the jewelry company and so many different artisans who are busy doing amazing things in so many different places come together to support us and really just make the gathering something pretty magical.
Well, Jessica, one more time, if you could share with us the details of the upcoming Jubilee.
Absolutely. December 1st through 3rd at Charlestown Landing in Charleston, South Carolina.
Jessica, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Jessica Derrick is with Garden and Gun Magazine in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the magazine and the Jubilee posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.